Hello, and welcome to the Street Brass Podcast. This is your host, Phil Andrews. Today we're going to be talking about the European brass band scene, going over some of the various brass bands in and around Western, Eastern, and Southern, and Northern Europe. But first, a few weeks ago, we did a roundup of social distancing music videos, and a new one was just released a couple days ago by the Hungry March Band. It sounds fantastic. I urge you to go check out the video. It is called The Surf. Let's have a listen. That was The Surf by the Hungry March Band. Big shout out to my friends in HMB. I know Jill Woodward put together the video. It sounds really fantastic, which is incredibly difficult to do given that everyone is recording on different kinds of equipment alone without the benefit of playing together. So big ups to them. Before we get into the European brass band scene, we want to talk about a statement released by the Honk Committee of the original Honk in Somerville, Massachusetts. Big shout out to John Bell and Trudy Cohen for giving me the heads up on this. So there, the gist of it is that the Honk Festival that happens in October, originally scheduled for October 9th through 11th, they're not sure exactly what they're going to be able to do this year, but it seems like they're talking about doing a local festival that does not involve air travel or out-of-town bands or housing because of, you know, the potential of that being not a safe thing to do. But to get ahead of the game, what they are proposing, and they're asking specifically for feedback, suggestions from the brass band community, is a globalized local festival that all happens on the same weekend. The idea being there, instead of one giant honk in Somerville, many smaller honks in as many places as possible, or in their words. So, even though we can't all gather in one place this year, we can make a statement at the same time. Let's expand honk to locations far and wide. We invite you to host a local event in your own community on the same weekend as ours. Let's all play in the streets of our hometowns on the same day. A globalized international festival of activist street bands united by the belief in music for social change. So if you have those suggestions, you can send them to the Honk Committee. You go to their website or to their Facebook page. So for our mini European tour, we're going to begin in London. We want to once again thank Christo Squire of Perhaps Contraption for coming on the show last week and also for sending us a few suggestions. So the first one is a band called Join the Din. In their own words, a double drum kit, dueling saxes, and pumping tuba. They are part of the London underground live music scene. They have one recording that I could find from 2018, self-titled Join the Din. And they do share a member, Ricky Castagnoli, from also perhaps Contraption, as the drummers in both bands. And we're going to play a song called Good Trip, Bad Trip. And Christo tells me that Ricky is also sort of the main force behind the London Honk series, which we did talk about last week. But let's hear a song. This is Good Trip, Bad Trip. Another London brass band that's worthy of note is the Hackney Colliery Band. This is a band that started in 2009. They've had a number of albums. They've played a lot of big shows, including at the London Olympics in 2012, and some big collaborations, and have won many awards. A lot of the songs they play are covers, but their recent album called Collaborations Volume 1 is mostly original music, and each song is a collaboration with a different musician or a singer. We're going to play the first track off the album called Mm-mm, featuring Angelique Kidjo and the Roundhouse Choir. They describe the song as merging Beninese grooves with pedal trumpet textures and call and response between the soaring vocals and the choir. That was the Hackney Colliery Band. They have many albums available for sale on Bandcamp, which incidentally is going to have several more days where they will not be collecting their usual fees, and all the money sold will go directly to the artists. Those dates are May 1st, June 5th, and July 3rd. Let's talk about the name for a moment. It's a very specific nod to a tradition of British brass bands organized around coal mines. Of course, Hackney Colliery Band is not one of those bands, but there are still some that are surviving. Most of these bands were organized around the villages and towns near coal mines, either by the union or the company or both. They traditionally have euphoniums, tubas, and cornets, and at their start were initially made up of workers themselves. It's since evolved through the years. It's a century-old tradition to be, let's say, more professionalized. And of course, as those mines began to shut down, many of those bands simply ceased to exist. Probably the most famous of these is the Grimethorpe Colliery Band, which began in 1917, originally made up of workers at the mine in Grimethorpe, and basically continues to this day, although since the 1980s, the UK government, led by Margaret Thatcher, closed down many of those mines in response to the miners' strikes. Many of those brass bands also disappeared. But this band endures and is now kind of a national treasure. They've won many national competitions and were famously portrayed in the 1995 film Brassed Off with Ewan McGregor. So while this may not fit our usual description of a street band, let's hear a little bit of a song. They recently released a video, a live from home video. They were going to do a performance, a live performance of that film's soundtrack, Brassed Off, from the Royal Albert Hall. Instead, they made a split screen video, which you can check out. And here's a little bit of the music from it. Let's move over to Paris, France, where there's an activist street band called La Fanfare Invisible, which has been operating for many years. It is a large collective of musicians of all skill levels, and there's many videos of them confronting police or providing support to protesters in France and around Europe. They did attend a honk in 2016, the Somerville honk. From their own statements, they consider themselves less of a band and more of a repertoire of songs, a support network for learning these songs and for playing instruments, and they have both local and regional sectionals. So they don't have no official recordings as far as I could tell, but let's hear some audio from a video I pulled off of YouTube of them playing a waltz in front of a line of riot police while the crowd dances. In Rome, we have the Pink Puffers. This is a band based in the San Lorenzo neighborhood. They got started in 2005 and have attended honk at least three times. And also, they have close ties to the Hungry March Band. And we're going to hear a song from them off of the honk 10-year anniversary album. The song is called Six Hands. there's also many more bands in France and Italy that we won't have the time to get to. One of them is Le Pompier Pony Club from Marseille. If you want a taste of their music, you can go all the way back to episode 2, where I do a full episode just on an album that they released. And also moving over to Milan, also in Italy, you've got La Funk. They have just released a split-screen video of themselves playing Bella Ciao. So go check that out if you would like to hear it. But also in Milan, you've got the activist street band Ottoni Ascopio. And they've got an interesting story. They're the longtime activist band. They've played for many different protests in Milan and all around Italy. In December 2014, there was a protest at which they appeared, and years later, and this is actually playing out now still, two of the members of the band were legally prosecuted by the state, accusing them of aggravated resistance and aiding and abetting a protest. So they have taken this cause global, and a communique was sent out in November of 2019, which many, many street bands signed on to, including bands that we have covered on the show before, Titu Banda, the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, and most of the bands we just were talking about. And this case is actually ongoing, and you can go to their website, ottoniascopio.org, to get your frequent updates. And they also released a video of Bella Ciao. It looks like the occasion is every April 24th is a celebration in Milan, which began the withdrawal of the Nazi troops, and the insurrection began in the streets in Milan. So let's have a listen to Ottoni Ascopio playing that Italian favorite anti-fascist anthem, Bella Ciao. Another Italian band, this one is from Florence, is called Fiati Sprecati. They're an activist street band. It seems like all of these bands are in fact interrelated, frequently refer to each other on their social medias and their websites, which I guess should not be surprising. They have also gotten into the split-screen social distancing music video act with Gummy Bear. Let's hear a little bit of that tune. This is Fiati Sprecati. Now, of course, we would be remiss to leave Italy before talking about the great Titu Banda, another brass band from Rome. This one is an open collective, all skill levels and ages, very large, very diverse, and also they play pretty much every musical style you can think of. They've been in operation since 1998. They've been to Honk, they've been to many festivals throughout Europe, And in fact, they organized their own annual brass band, well, sort of semi-annual brass band festival in Rome. The kind of leaders in the brass band community there. We're going to play their song Baba Yaga. But before we do, over the break, I did a little bit more research. So April 24th is just happens to be when that band in Milan celebrates Liberation Day. But in fact, April 25th is the national Italian holiday called Liberation Day. It marks from when the resistance formally announced an insurrection against the fascists. And within only a few days, by May 1st, many of the fascist leaders in Italy had been hunted down, thrown out of power, and or killed, as Mussolini was. So that's the story there, and it seems to be a tradition that Italian activist brass bands all post videos of Bella Ciao on that day. So now you know. Anyway, this is Baba Yaga from Tito Banda. Over to Switzerland, Geneva, we have Canard de Cropet. This is a band formed in 1994. It looks like a pretty large community band. They claim to have 27 musicians from 7 different countries, and they incorporate a few less typical instruments. We see a banjo and an accordion, and they play mostly lots of fun tunes and have costumes and dance moves. So let's take a little listen to this band. This is Le Canard de Cropet. So now let's move over to Austria, Innsbruck to be exact, Innsbruck perhaps, the Street Noise Orchestra, which was founded in 2014. They play outdoors, roving around, and also for demonstrations and protests, as well as for parties and underground events. And they mix up a bunch of genres. They've some Latin, some blues, Balkan, African, and several others. They sound pretty tight for being a relatively new band, so let's give them a listen. Europe is famous for its music festivals, and brass music festivals are no exception. There is a festival called Scapa Nabanda, which happens periodically in Graz, Austria. Seems like it's happened three times between 2012 and 2018. It's organized by the Masala Brass Collective. Now, at this festival there, it seems like Graz, Austria has a thriving brass band scene, as well as inviting other bands from around Germany and Austria and some other places. But some of the other bands in Graz are Buena Banda. They've been around since 2013 and made up of musicians from all over the world. They feature mostly New Orleans-style second-line jazz. We've also got Heid Tanz, which is another band local to Graz. And they are, you know, a smaller band, but mostly playing Balkan music. They do have some Serbian members. And we're also Grazamba, which is another, this is mostly a Latin and African rhythms in their own original arrangements. And another local, and the Street Noise Orchestra from Innsbruck attended in 2018. We're going to get into a couple more of those bands, but first, let's have a listen. Masala Brass Collective recently released a split-screen quarantine edition of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark's big song, Enola Gay. Let's have a listen. Not all of Europe's community or activist brass bands have music readily available on the internet, as most of the purpose of the bands is to support political protest or to play live in the streets. And many of them have sort of overlapping repertoires of these brass band standards that you might often hear at honks. So I did want to shout out a couple that we won't have time for or couldn't find good recordings of. There's Die Brassbanditen from Leipzig, Germany. And there's two related bands in England. One is called the Big Red Band, and the other is called the Stroud Red Band. These are both left-leaning progressive activist bands. The Big Red is based in London, and Stroud Red is based in Stroud and is an offshoot of Big Red. There's also Charanga Ventolin in Gijón, Spain, Fanfare et Manif Engagé in Lyon, France, and a couple of bands in Amsterdam, one called Fanfare van de Eerste Liefdenacht. That is a band that's been around for over 30 years. They have, again, a community band with sort of an open door policy for musicians, and they have appropriately enough, a sister band called Bastet Brass Band. This is an all-female Amsterdam-based street orchestra, and they focus on Eastern Europe, specifically Lebanon, Hungary, Palestine, Israel, Turkey, Bulgaria, Poland. So you can check any of those out on your own. Not many of them have videos of them playing live, but not albums to speak of. but I'm sure they would appreciate a like and a follow on the social medias. Certainly almost all of them have Facebook pages. So we're running out of time for this episode, and certainly we've only scratched the surface of community and political bands in Europe, and you know, we didn't even get to Northern or Eastern Europe. Certainly we could do a whole show on brass bands of Eastern Europe, probably even by country. But I do want to shout out a couple more bands that we did not have time for. There is Braz Banditen from Leipzig, Germany. There's Diek Luft from Cologne, Germany. And and Tuba Libre from Weimar, Germany. And we're going to have one last song, and I've really been saving this name up for the end. They're called Musik Arbeiter Innen Kapelle from Vienna, Austria. That is what was one word, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you have enjoyed my attempts to pronounce these bands' names. I'll be linking to all of them that I can find on our Facebook page if you want to find out more about them. I'd love to hear about bands that I missed. You can hit us up at facebook.com/streetbrass or on Twitter at PhilNotBombs. Don't forget to like and subscribe and review us on iTunes. But let's have that last song from Musik Arbeiter Innen Kapelle. This is their cover of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name.